Good morning. This is Honorable Chantal Dubourg. I'm a member of the Provincial Legislature and spokesperson for social development in KZN. I visited the Westbrook Retirement Village and encountered a lot of problems whilst I was there. There are lots of allegations against the staff that administer the admissions and supervise the runnings of the home. The home is unfortunately, or rather the village, is unfortunately run by the Etiquini Municipality Housing Department, and there are allegations of corruption, bribery, maladministration. There's no maintenance or upkeep on the premises. There are huge holes. So driving your vehicle in to the village is really, really a mission. I had to drive through and maneuver huge potholes and really, really bad road surface. And this is supposed to be where elderly people some who can barely walk, some who walk with a walking stick, some with walkers, that actually have to maneuver through this driveway access to their homes. A really sad state of affairs. There are plants growing through the gutters. The roof and the gutters have not been maintained. It leaks through the roof when it rains, and there's just zero maintenance despite residents actually paying rental to live there. Unfortunately, this is affecting the most vulnerable in society, and the municipality are just not doing what they should be in terms of owning and maintaining that the property that they own. There are staff members who are rude and abrupt and arrogant with applicants that go through to try and apply for a unit. There's a long waiting list. However, there's also vacant units, and this is simply because the previous occupants, the previous tenants that were in those units, passed away and left outstanding utilities. So the municipality somehow cannot figure out how to administer the outstanding debt from people who are late, people who have deceased, and they can't recuperate that money. I don't understand why the municipality just simply don't administer it like they do every other municipal account. So this is just some of the issues, and it's just a sad state of affairs for the poor elderly people who have to live there. There's no supervision, and the people are being rude to when they ask for a simple thing like the gardens around the area, which are maintained by municipal staff, and obviously for maintenance. It's really just a sad state of affairs that in 2025, the elderly must live under these poor and sad conditions. I thank you.